the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Qawwi ala khidmatika jawarihi, Washdud ala al-azimati jawanihi, Wahab liya al-jidd fi khashyatik, والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين So that I move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost, hurry to you among the prominent, وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَىٰ قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ So that I desire fervently your proximity, وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ So that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere, وَأَخَافَكَ مَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ So that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And gather with the believers in your nearness. In this regard, we said that the best example, the best case, and actually the exemplar of mu'min, the true meaning of mu'min, the case of mu'min, is the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam being one of them. Now, in the previous episode, we mentioned that it is necessary to get to know the Ahlul Bayt because getting to know the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being saved from the fire. It is a means for being saved from the fire. Love for the family of Muhammad will ease crossing the Sirat as well as giving immunity from chastisement. When we come to know about the Ahlul Bayt in the Holy Quran, and of course in some traditions, we open the gate to prosperity in this world and the hereafter, and at the same time, we shut the gate of perdition.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Almighty Allah recommends His servants to resort to His covenant, which necessitates getting to know Hablullah. The Almighty Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast by the covenant of Allah altogether and be not disunited. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said about the meaning of this covenant with Allah. He says, آل محمد صلوات الله عليهم هم حبل الله المتين الذي أمر بالاعتصام بهم. You want to know the meaning of حبل الله in the verse of the Holy Quran? The household of Muhammad is the covenant of Allah, as recommended by Allah. The Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام, who are the oceans of knowledge and endowed with virtues, had been chosen by Allah to give the good news of paradise to the believers and warn the unbelievers of the chastisement that awaits them in the fire of hell. So, getting to know Allah and the judgment day, understanding the spiritual concepts and true meanings of the Holy Quran, having an understanding of the traditions set by the Holy Prophet, attaining virtues, happiness in this world and hereafter, even being immune from the vices, having the power to resist satanic temptations, and experiencing piety, they all can be made possible only through getting to know the Ahlul Bayt, only through following their teachings, following their orders. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam asks. He is actually teaching us to ask from the Almighty Allah. حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ, so that I move easily to you in the battlefields of the foremost. And at the end, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is teaching us to ask from the Almighty Allah to gather with the believers in the nearness of the Almighty Allah. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam, at the same of supplicating to Allah, is teaching us how to supplicate. The Ahlul Bayt, as inferred from the Holy Quran and authentic narrations, are the source of all material and spiritual blessings. Without knowing and following them, a man is deprived of all the blessings. So, this is the necessity, and of course at the same time, the importance of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt. Because by following them, it is the chance to follow the Almighty Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
to you.